We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 65. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from tvaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from mytakeontv.com. Hello.
Hello.
It's an interesting lack that he threw on there. Hello. Oh, so I got a new shelf and a new TV this weekend. Well, yesterday. Woo-hoo. Okay, so here's the deal. So I ordered my TV from Amazon. I created a new account so that I could get the Amazon Prime free trial.
Yes.
And I did. So then I got free shipping for 2 days. So I bought it with 2 day shipping. It arrived in overnight.
Nice.
I was so excited. And I was really happy. And then I went to IKEA, got a huge shelf. And now I'm trying to fill it with things because I don't have enough stuff to put on it. I need to go buy some more tchotchkes. Oh, that reminds me. I have to put a picture of Chachi up. Did I tell you the story?
Sorry.
What is going on? Oh, Ray is deconstructing something.
No, remember that a couple minutes ago when she said when we started recording she was going to stop doing that?
No, she said she's going to use the manual screwdriver.
I said I was going to use the manual. I just dropped something. I wasn't doing anything. I was moving stuff out of my way. I dropped it.
Okay. Jeez. All right. I forgave you. I was going to tell you a story about my tchotchkes on my shelf. I don't know if I told anybody, you guys, the story, but I was at lunch with my friend Dave, and I said I was going to put tchotchkes on my shelf. And he said, wait, I thought tchotchke was a character from a TV show. I said...
Joni does love tchotchkes.
So I said, no, that's Chachi. So now I have to get a picture of him and put him in my shelf for Dave.
A Chachi tchotchke?
Yep, exactly. And a fancy picture frame and everything.
Nice.
Anyway, how's everybody? Okay, so we jumped right into the news because it's a beautiful day here, so I'm going to go outside as soon as we're done. So I'm going to rush through this. There's not much. In the news, Maura Tierney. Right. Maura Tierney. Ray's going to keep interrupting me. She's going to try. Maura Tierney.
Trying to slow you down.
Jesus God. Maura Tierney will return. I said her name 15 times.
So what is this about Maura Tierney already?
She is going to return to TV. What is going on? And reprise her role on Rescue Me. I like her on Rescue Me. I like her. So I'm glad that's happening.
Apparently they're filming season 6 and season 7 at the same time.
Correct.
And her part actually won't appear until season 7, so...
We probably won't see her till next summer.
Yeah, you won't see her until season 7, but she is back in the working, which is good.
Good. I like her. NBC has lessened the trauma order from 20 to 18 episodes after they had asked for more for the season, while they are adding more episodes of The Marriage Ref, Minute to Win It, and Who Do You Think You Are. But I think that's not adding more episodes. I think that's they renewed them.
Well, I read that they've added some for this season, and then also I think Minute to Win It is going to run over the summer.
Okay. Because they definitely renewed them.
Yeah, and that they renewed all three of them, but then they added episodes for, I think the only one that won't show up again is until fall is, or whatever, is Who Do You Think You Are.
Okay.
But I think there'll be more episodes of The Marriage Ref throughout the rest of the season than there was going to be. And then Minute to Win It apparently is going to run, keep going right all the way through the summer. Which,
so NBC is really stepping up that quality program.
Apparently they're trying to kill off another one of these game shows that partially works. You know, that it gets any type of ratings, and then all of a sudden they're running episodes of it instead of Mercy reruns, you know. And pretty soon you're just like, okay, do you not remember?
Right.
Deal or No Deal? I don't know. It's just kind of insane.
Anyway, I don't know about this next one. Fox has canceled Sons of Tucson. I mean, I didn't know that it was official. I thought they had just said they were going to burn them off over the summer, which... I mean, is basically saying, sorry, you're canceled. I didn't know this was, like, officially official.
What the heck?
Yeah, what is happening?
I don't know.
Somebody playing with their microphone? It's not me.
Does everybody hear that? It's not just me, right?
That it's not that? Just you. Oh my God, is there a fourth person on this call?
Yeah,
it's obviously me because I can't hear it, but I didn't do anything.
Because
my microphone is hitting my glasses.
Oh, that sounds like it.
We have another one of those ghosts in the machine, because this is not TV Times 4, so whoever you are, get off the line already.
Bye, goodbye. Okay. All right.
Party
so
line.
Yeah, I didn't watch that anyway, so it's okay.
Yeah, apparently, well, at any rate, it's the chances of it being back next season are
slim to none. Yes. And talk about a show that's been canceled and it canceled like 2 years ago. BET is bringing back The Game, starring one of the Maori sisters and one of the Daniels sisters. And
which has been a rumor like for since it got canceled, but apparently it's finally actually happening.
And the only cast member, it sounds like, who will not be available is Kobe Bell. And I don't know if Ray read this, so I'm not going to say anything about why Kobe Bell's unavailable.
No. I don't even know who that is, but...
Okay. Then I won't say
anything. Cast on something else?
Yes.
You can say it.
Burn Notice.
Okay.
As a series regular.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I was a little nervous. I was hesitant, but it all worked out.
Well, I just don't know who the person is, so I don't have any kind of judgment about what they could be on Burn Notice. So.
He's a nice guy. I mean, I've never met him, but he looks like a nice guy. That's it for the news today. Anything else?
No, it was kind of a light news week.
Yeah.
I mean, well, there was some other, like, I think ABC announced some dates for, their end dates and for the fall, or for the season finale dates. And there's also been some other summer stuff, but that's still so far away that it's not really news now.
Yeah, but if you want to find it, it's posted all over the world. So there you have it, folks. That's the news. And you know what it's time for already. Just like that. Prime time. Running together. Leaving it on the line. Prime time. Anyway, you guys are just going to let me keep going on that, weren't you?
Yep. You're
really enjoying my singing.
I'm not sure that's what I would call it, but...
Jerk. Okay, so...
Just get ready, Amory.
Can I take a small interlude to say that our weekend with visiting Ray has gotten even more incredible? I just want to put that out there. Aside from it being the four of us together, me, Kath, Dan, Ray, Jody is now coming, and I'm thrilled to death. Okay, moving on to... what?
You're thrilled to death that Jody's not coming?
Now coming. Jody is now coming. She was not.
I thought you said
coming.
She's not coming, and I'm thrilled to death. No. And I was like, that just doesn't sound right.
I'm thrilled to death. No.
Just wanted to clarify.
I'm to be there. Anywho, prime time.
Jody would have known what you meant. Since
yeah, she
knows,
would. Have.
She knows that she bought a ticket.
She knows that she's going. So, anyway. Oh, we just got a TV Times 3 comment that was just shot to us from Shane MD on Twitter. Well, it was one of those TV Times 3 messages from the website, and he wants us to discuss, this is sort of news, I'm not going to have anything else to say about it because I haven't watched in like 2 seasons, but Degrassi has been picked up for a 10th season of 48 episodes. That show will never die. Ever. I don't even know who's in the cast. Ray says with a heavy sigh, are you a fan of Degrassi? Are you mad that I said it's not going to end?
No. I don't know why I'm sighing. I don't have anything to add. Who asked about that? Kyle?
Shane. MD.
It seems like...
Sorry, Shane. It
seems like
that,
10 but. Seasons in that...
They've exhausted all the
It should be like the next generation or something by now.
Seriously, doesn't Emma have a kid yet? She's probably like 16, 26. It started when she was 14. I don't think it's
Surely
been 10.
Surely none of the original cast is still there, is it?
Probably a Are couple they? Of them. Probably. I don't know. Probably like one or two people.
I don't know. I've never seen an episode of it, so can't really say anything about it.
One time, like, I watched all 100 of the first 100 episodes. Like, I watched them all. And then I was watching it because it was just like, oh my God, Degrassi. It's so insane. But I haven't really watched it lately. I don't like a lot of the newer people. That said, prime time. So the first show we're going to talk about is The Amazing Race. Season 87. Episode 12. I don't know.
Are they still stupid?
Oh my God, they're so... Yeah, this season, this
they
week...
They haven't gained any intelligence.
About, Yeah, I don't think this week they were as, like, there wasn't anything they were really dumb at.
No.
Am I right? But I think that maybe this week you and I should say, here's who I think is going to win, or here's who we want to win, so that that person will go home.
I know, but my favorite people left.
I know, that's what I'm saying, because last week we said we liked them, and then they left. So, I really like Carol and Brandy.
You do?
No, that was reverse psychology. Are you picking up what I'm putting down here, Ray? Last week, we said we liked Steve and Allie.
Oh, I got you. I got it now.
There we go. Stop explaining the 17th time.
Then I also really like them.
Carol and Brandy. Yeah,
so
let's go, Carol and Brandy.
They're great this week.
So I have no one left.
I kind of like the Cowboys to win.
Yeah, at this point, I would like the Cowboys to, in all seriousness, I would like them to do it. That's about it. That's about it for The Amazing Race, because I'm just so over the season and I want it to be done.
I don't even remember what happened last.
Yeah, I don't
either. The Cowboys
either.
Just did really well. That's what I remember.
Yeah, the Cowboys, they were in last place and then they had to do, a speed bump and they still won.
Okay, wait a minute. I will say that Steve and Allie were a little dumb because they went to do that flag task and they didn't even try it.
Yeah, she was like, I can't do it. I know I can't. I can't do it, Dad. I can't.
She didn't even try to put it on her head once. I was like, I hope that that's just editing and you actually did try and you can't do it.
Yeah.
Because if you just are saying that after trying, without getting it anywhere near your head, then that's bad.
Exactly. Okay. Moving on.
They had to balance flags on their head, people, before you think I'm crazy about the head.
And they were
thing.
50-foot flags. It wasn't like it was just a nice little flag.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a difficult task, but then the Cowboys did it and they zipped
through
it. They
flew through.
So I suspect they could have done it if they'd at least tried.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
All right, moving on.
Our next show, Chuck, season 3, episode 13, Chuck versus the other guy. Well, I really liked this episode.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know. Start the conversation. What everybody else think?
I really liked it too. I didn't love it like everybody else, but I really liked it.
So glad.
I don't know. I love this
episode. I'm not
sure
there's evidence that he's totally dead, but
they showed him floating face down in the water.
Did they? Or did they just show him fall in?
Nope. They showed him
his body roll over.
He looked back in the water. I'm hoping he's fully dead because he's so boring.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd like him to be dead too. I just don't think they've.
I know. That was my initial reaction. I was like, oh, he's going to come back. Here's the thing. I'm with you, Ray. I didn't love it. I didn't think it was the greatest thing ever. A lot of people are like, this show was so great. I just really liked it. It was an enjoyable episode.
I agree.
I don't know how it's going to work with Morgan on Team Bartowski, though.
I'm okay with that. I like Morgan.
I like him. No, I like him. I don't have an issue with him. I just think it's going to be weird.
It's another one of those, I like that Casey's sort of come around on all of this, that he was the one that requested that Morgan be added along with getting himself back in.
Right, exactly.
No, but I did. I loved the episode. I thought it worked really well to close out the arc of the story they've been telling over the course of this season.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is really weird that I liked the introduction of Shaw and I liked the exit of Shaw, but some in the middle, it didn't. I liked the story. I ended up liking the story where they went or where they were trying to go. But I agree with you guys that he didn't really work in some of the middle episodes that he was in. It just
yeah.
But he worked well in the. I thought he had a great introduction, and then he gets a nice exit. I thought he worked well in the episode.
Yeah.
But it was in between. I think the story worked, but not necessarily he worked
right
in the story. But I don't know. I just like the episode.
We're not saying we didn't like the episode. We're just saying that we don't think it was the be all end all of Chuck.
Well, I don't think it was. It's always hard to when you see a great episode of something, you try and think back or whatever. To the past. I wouldn't say that it's the best episode of Chuck ever, some were saying or whatever, but I think it was a great episode that it would fall in a top, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 episodes or something like that for me, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested to see what they do for sort of a mini arc.
as we recall, I do not want any time travel.
For the 6 episodes.
Time travel?
Keep that in mind. Well, I don't want time travel. Weren't you paying attention? Were you on the phone that week when I was talking about how now that they have 6 extra episodes, there's going to be time travel publicity? No, Felicity. God. Oh, my God. Like, Felicity got 4 extra episodes.
I know what you're talking about now. Just took me a second.
Stop explaining.
Amory.
So, yeah, I just... for it to have been the finale, though, one thing that did bother, like, originally, one thing that bothered me is that Ellie and Awesome weren't in it. Like, they wrote started making the story as a finale, and they weren't going to have them in it.
I know, but based on last week, they kind of got their moment last week.
I guess.
Like, you know what I mean? If, like, you thought about last week as a good stopping point for them for a season ending, not last, you know what I'm talking about, because they basically are going to Africa. Like, that's kind of where it ended, right? So... I don't necessarily disagree with you, but in order for them to spend their budget, I can get why they would have done that.
Yeah, and even though it wasn't like a two-part episode, it almost sort of works as sort of like a two-part finale episode because of where the next episode picks up pretty much right after the previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can sort of see that, except that I think they did get sort of their end of season moment in the previous episode. And since where the story takes them and where they end, it'd be hard to bring them in sort of organically, not be forced to get them in on something, because the story completely takes place away from any of that and ends up with Chuck in Paris, which was a nice ending,
but a bad background. Not good visual effects there. So that's Chuck. I don't really have much else to add. Anybody else know? I think we're good, because I'm done. Moving on.
One more thing.
And I don't care this one. I've moved on. Life Unexpected. Season 1, Episode 12, Father Unfigured. It was a good episode. I think Kate and Lux can't sing to save their life, and it really bothered me at the end.
It was supposed to be like that.
I know, but I know. I don't like when tone-deaf people try and sing.
It's supposed to be that can't really sing, but we're having fun or trying to have some fun on a road trip.
They could have recorded someone else singing. I mean, come on! Anyway.
Yeah, but actually,
it was a good episode, though.
To me, it's actually funny.
It's so unrealistic that they can all sing.
I know. Let's talk about the episode itself, though. I think it's so... Kate, that she would just be like, oh, well, my dad sent me letters. He must love me. Let's go make him my friend. And then, of course, it backfires because everybody knew that was going to happen.
That was definitely a huge leap, but it was one that, from what we've seen with her character, that would, would make sense that she would sort of believe that. Except for you looking at it, you're going, well, it's just a birthday card, not like letters. And lots of them type of thing. It was to jump to that conclusion, but I thought it worked really well, though. It played with a lot of, you know, the father and not a father, and you know, who's a good father, and allowed Baze to sort of grow a little bit more and come out looking pretty good.
Right. But you know what I don't like? Because originally they weren't going to... Well, I don't know if they still are or what, but it was all said that, like, Ryan and Baze and Kate, it's not a love triangle in that Kate's not going to have to decide between these two men, but that's clearly what the story's heading towards. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, clearly, feel like they're saying that up. I don't like it, but...
At least that's the way the PR department is advertising the final episode.
Right.
I mean, you can't watch the promo for the next week and not sort of think that that's what's going on.
Exactly.
But maybe it's just all from, you know, at this present time, it's all just from Baze that there's not really any reciprocation, so there really isn't a choice or something like that. But
does it really only take, like, 6 months to adopt someone? Or not even 6 months. It's been, 2 weeks since they had those papers filed?
They didn't file them. They just had the papers to sign.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was ready to sign them, and so then it would be whatever the process is after that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. Yeah, it was was a good episode. Like I keep saying, it was a good episode. I like Cynthia Stevenson, so every time I get to see her, it's nice. I like Bug. I do. I enjoy Bug, but clearly they're setting that up to be, will she choose Bug or will she choose Jones? I don't know. I'm interested to see what they do with the finale, and I really think that the show needs to be picked up.
Yeah, that's... It's sort of, right now, the idea of them not picking it up seems more ridiculous than them picking it up by a long shot. I mean, it just...
And more than they did for, like, with Privilege. Privilege was kind of like, we liked the show, so we wanted it to get picked up. It didn't have the ratings that Life Unexpected is getting.
The overall numbers for this are pretty good, and it's just slightly lower on the 18 to 34-year-old female than, like, 90210, which has already been picked up. And so I just don't see how you... I mean, even with the way that some of the things that they're working on for the fall sound interesting, I mean, just going on their track record of the last couple seasons and what's been able to actually stick, that they're grasping at straws and keeping things like 90210 on the air for now a third season, how can you not pick up something like this that's doing as well as it is?
I will never understand it. I will never, ever, 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 ever understand it. So I should probably stop trying.
Understand it.
Never. I think that we've exhausted Life Unexpected. Am I right? Unless anybody else had anything to add? No?
Just I'm looking forward to the finale. They have told an interesting story that where it's headed and the way that they've promoted it, I definitely want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And with no Chuck this Monday, it should be tops on the list.
Yes. What is now
seriously,
happening?
There is a ghost in the machine.
Now I hear nothing. Okay. Moving on. Lost. Season 6, Episode 11, Happily Ever After. I'm going to say a couple things, and then everybody else can discuss the episode. I love Desmond and Penny. I love Desmond. I love Penny. I love Daniel Faraday, parentheses Dan Widmore. And that's pretty much where my feelings for this episode lie. Oh, and I loved that Charlie and Desmond had that underwater moment that kind of was like, oh, hey, Desmond's starting to remember things. But I don't understand the obsession and love for this episode that people have. Not because I didn't like it. Because I did like it. It wasn't one of those episodes where I was like, oh, God, I hate this show. But I enjoyed it. But I wasn't like, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
You do know that a couple means two, right?
Huh?
What?
I don't get it.
You said, I have a couple things to say, and then...
Sorry that I talked too much, because...
No, I'm just saying.
I was explaining myself.
Just was wondering.
Anyway. Right, can we edit that? Were you going to edit that? I have a bunch of things to say. Anyway, Ray?
I think a lot of it is people who really, really love Desmond and Penny.
I mean, I do too, which is why I was expecting to like it so much more. Because I do love Desmond. And the Desmond, like, The Constant is my favorite episode. I love that episode. And this just didn't rate for me.
Well, I thought it was a great episode. And it's the first episode in a while that... It's weird that it's kind of ties things together, but without... actually answering anything specifically. Like, it sort of answers questions but leaves them open for interpretation. But I just like the flashes and him seeing the other life or whatever. The way that they did that, especially with like the car crash and him trying to get him out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And flashing back to being in the underwater station. I mean, that was a great moment and, you know, really well done within the episode.
You all, everybody! That was a little drive shaft for our listeners.
But I don't know. I just really... I was completely engrossed in the episode from start to finish, which I can't say has been the case with previous episodes. And it was the first episode that I didn't care that it didn't really answer a lot of stuff or whatever.
Are we to believe that love is like what's going to bind them between the two worlds. And then on the flip side, are we to then believe that clearly it's not a Kate and Sawyer finale because they didn't flash in the elevator? Shouldn't they have shared a moment? And then, I don't know. There's just a lot of questions. That is it going to all be based on love? Is that really what they can do? How is that possible? I don't know.
I don't think so any more than it's all going to be heaven or hell, or not heaven, but the idea that it was hell. Like, I think it's just one understanding from their perspective, just like when we saw Richard's episode, it was all kind of about Christianity and whatever. And in this episode, it's more about how actually these three characters would approach it. Not really Daniel, I guess. But he mixed both science and love. But also, I'd really just believe that it's more about a connection, like a strong connection to somebody. And in some cases...
Yeah. Like with Charlie, because Desmond tried so hard to save him, and they did have a bond because he was, I have to save you, brother, or whatever. So I guess right. I understand that.
Well, I wasn't really saying even that it was just shown in this episode. I think that what the idea that it could be love that was keeping them. I mean, this people keep saying, you know, does that mean that everybody has a constant who is the opposite sex and it's supposed to be their love or whatever? But that doesn't really work because Desmond was Daniel's constant.
Right,
so
right.
I don't think that that's really what they're trying to say. I think that's been looked a little too much into, the idea that it's love is everything. I do believe it's about connections, but
yeah, I think, I mean, just the connections that they've shown or whatever have sort of been that way, but these are really, the love thing really only plays into, so far, into their sort of being able to flash onto remembering this other thing, and what they're remembering is Charlie's remembering his
Claire?
Sort of, yeah, he's remembering his, that period of time with Claire where he fell for her on the island. And
well, I don't think they're not remembering their time on the island or anything like that. They're just remembering the feeling. So it's not even like,
but that's the connection there, is it was his connection with Claire that
right.
he first felt that.
I think they're remembering their time on the island.
Desmond definitely was when he was in the MRI machine. He definitely flashes on all kinds of stuff from the, not necessarily all from the island, but from his past with the
Desmond
pain.
And Daniel. No, Daniel and Charlie both didn't give me the impression that they remembered anything from the island, just a feeling that they had for Claire and Charlotte.
Well, Charlie specifically says, I saw her and we were together. So, I mean,
yeah.
I think it's the same idea that Desmond didn't know what he was seeing until he knew what he was seeing. You know what I mean? That feeling of deja vu, like a, or like a weird, like, I'm seeing myself with you and I don't really understand why, so I'm not going to automatically think that it has something to do with another reality or
yeah, but
whatever.
It's obviously not always love exactly, because it was underwater with Charlie that he
right,
flashed
we,
first.
We said that it was a really, like, a close relationship or a connection
yeah.
of some
and
sort.
And so, well, that's where I'm saying is it's not, it doesn't seem that it's, that the talk of that it's always love, you know, that people have been talking about, that create these, the first time Desmond has any flash, while it is not Penny's boat, it's, that is part of it, it's him and Charlie underwater that sort of creates the first, his first flash of something from, you know, possibly remembering something else. It's later on that he has, that triggers.
I think you could argue that, sorry, even though I know I'm the one saying it's not love, I think you could argue that the not Penny's boat, that actually has to do with Penny and not Charlie. Like, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was something he was so focused on for
years.
Well,
I'm just saying that the previous ones talk, when Charlie mentions it, he says, you know, he had that flash or feeling after seeing Claire on the plane. And then Daniel Faraday talks about it after he saw the beautiful redhead. And so I'm
Charlie.
Just saying that they're sort of tied directly into the person that, you know, they were in love with in the other, you know, the other life. And the first one, while it ties into Penny, his first one, he doesn't have his first experience after seeing Penny. That's
right.
that's where I'm saying is sort of the difference, where I don't necessarily see that working exactly. But I think for Desmond, and it being a Desmond episode, that for it not to be revolving around love and Penny would be, wouldn't make any sense, because that's what
Yeah.
That's what it's, you know, always been about for that character, is trying to get, when he was on the island, trying to get off the island. Before he was on the island, it was trying to impress, you know, her father to get, you know, to be able to get to Penny. And so
that's the other thing. The idea that, what's her name? Fiona. Is that her name? Eloise Hawkins, whatever. Eloise Widmore. The idea that they've gotten what they wanted most in life, and that's what this alternate universe is. You know, he has Charles's approval, whether even if he's not with Penny. And like, what does Charlie get? His rock band is famous. What's Matthew Fox's character's name? Jack gets to be a good father. Like, I don't know. Is that the idea, that they're on this island because they get to relive and get their most amazing hope and dream to come true, and it's not always the dream you want to come true? I don't know. It raised a lot more questions, but not questions that I'm mad that it raised. You know what I mean? Like other episodes, I'm like, I don't really give a crap about Dogen. I don't care. But this, I was like, okay, these are questions I enjoy answering or enjoy thinking about.
Well, it raised questions that you've kind of had, though. It sort of just sort of put the questions that you've been wondering about since they first jumped to this, you know, flash sideways thing.
Right.
The episode sort of, while it didn't expressly give you an answer, it sort of set the stage to answer the question. It was the episode that I was, you know, kind of talking about, that we would get into the second half of the season that would finally start to tie up what we've been seeing.
Right.
And put us on the final path towards the last few episodes of, you know, finishing out the series. And so that's where I thought it was good, is that it was a good episode on its own, and partially that's because it's a Desmond episode, and those have tended to always be good. And then also that it sort of brought all these things together, like the idea of what the Flash sideways are, and that it put a lot of those things out there, like, is this an alternate version where
they got the one thing
that they were always trying to get in the, even though it, in the previous life, even though it ultimately changes things for some, not necessarily the way they would want. But I don't know. I just really thought that it was the episode that finally came. I think it may have been, like I mentioned last week, that I was just sort of biding time.
Right.
That it was the episode that it came a couple episodes later than I would have liked.
Right.
To do that. But it definitely had me the whole time. I wasn't just going, okay, this was nice.
Right.
Let's get to the next one because it's one more closer to the end.
Ray, were you in the like or love it camp?
I liked it.
Okay. Just checking.
Didn't love it.
So I think that's it for Lost, because I think we've exhausted the idea, because my head hurts. So there you have it. Lost. What are your thoughts, everybody? Now here's another show that I have a really, really, really caustic reaction to. Bones, Season 5, Episode 16, The Parts in the Sum of the Whole, parentheses, the 100th episode, parentheses, I hate you. Spoiler alert.
Why did you hate it?
I am a huge Booth and Brennan shipper, as it were. And I felt that it was a cop-out to make Brennan be all, I'm a scientist, I can't do this. I don't know.
I'll agree with you there. Did you hate the whole thing leading up to that?
That's the thing. No, that's the thing. I liked the episode. I really liked explaining where it all started and how their relationship started. Even the interesting fact that they did kind of hook up in the beginning and talk about going further and then stopped it. You know, I liked that they had that history, but I am not a fan of the contrivance that I call it, that these two can't be together for whatever reason. There's no reason they can't be.
I also like that it completely blew Sweets' book out of the water.
And that's the problem I have, because they clearly are in love with each other, and because Brennan, what, is scared? I don't know. It just really bothered me, because then we have to sit through and watch them, I don't know. It's not going to be the same to watch them knowing that, like, I don't know.
Yeah, the ending definitely felt strange. Like in my head, it doesn't make sense, really, because it's not like the character of Brennan hasn't sort of had feelings or thought this way about, you know, she was dating the other FBI guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of played, that reaction was sort of, I don't know, it just felt, well, it felt wrong, obviously, because you want to see them together.
Right.
But it definitely felt really strange, like, that was the reason, she didn't want to or whatever. And it just, I don't know, it definitely played weird. I mean, I understand it from a, they're not done telling the story, and that most likely at some point in time, these two will end up together.
That's the thing, though.
But
that's the thing. You can't, like, this show is now, it's kind of a Thursday night hit, you know? It's going to go on for seasons. They can't prolong the inevitable. Like, yes, I know that writers seem to think that once you get a couple together, it's boring. But if there's good writing and good conflict that has good resolution, it can be done successfully. And I think that they need to start thinking more along the lines of that versus, oh, well, we know they're going to be together, but we need to get there first. Like, get them there and then deal with the trouble that comes with that.
You can write good drama and comedy within two characters having a relationship.
Yeah.
There does come a point where, since you've been playing with the idea, like, if you, there's a point where fans sort of start liking the idea of of two characters getting together, even though it hasn't really been specifically played with, you know, necessarily. That hasn't necessarily been the goal in the beginning of a series. And there comes a point where you either leave them completely as friends, or you start playing with the will that she won't they. And
right.
If you make the decision to go in the will they won't they, sooner or later, you can't really go with the won't. that's the one that kind of, because if you tease that all along and you have a large number of people that are on the for camp with that, that's one of those that sooner or later you have to actually get them together. And on it, like you were saying, on a series like this, they're in the spot where this show has easily the possibility of going on for two or more seasons after this.
Yeah.
It's sort of in that spot where it could easily have a significant run, and you can't now continue with, it just seems really weird that now you just all of a sudden go back and then you go
on
for another season or two
forced.
Where they're just friends. And the answer is no. That group of people that's been wanting that to happen will get turned off.
And not even
show.
That. Like, it's the thing where, like, now that we know that Booth is clearly in love with her, and that, I mean, for the most part, Brendan is in love with him. From a viewer standpoint, the relationship isn't the same because their friendship was based on, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just kind of breaks down something. I don't know.
I think this episode ends in a way that what you really want to see is Angela's reaction.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see what she would tell Brennan after Booth finally, you know, taking a chance. I thought the episode actually played really well all the way up until Booth saying that he wants to give this a shot. Like, the episode is great.
Yeah, I really liked it. I liked seeing the history, and I liked Zach being back.
Yeah, and I liked that too, because and they played it really well, that, because this was them first really getting to know each other, that he was even more, like, as a younger student of Brennan's, he was even more awkward, and that you could see that obviously, that those two spending time together, once they got together on that first experiment, to where you see where they are in the beginning of the series.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Hodgins and and Zach.
Yeah, because there's many days, and I wasn't sure who you were discussing.
Well, you were just we were talking about Zach, and so that's where I was at. But
I thought, anyway.
But anyways, seeing that they actually were good for each other, and while Zach was still awkward, but Hodgins had become less mad at everything, and
yes,
you know, and they become friends and stuff like that, and so that was actually an interesting place to see where they started. As well as seeing Angela and Brennan, that was actually about the time that they had just met for the first time, too. They did a really good job with all of that. And then they just put, like, this huge screeching halt at the end of the episode.
Yes, That's exactly it. That's how I felt. I was jolted by, like...
Not in a good way.
Yeah.
It definitely left that you want to see, you know, like I said, Angela's reaction and right, other right. and hearing other people's reaction and whether that has any bearing on the situation. But if they just leave it at that, it just will seem too odd now if they were to go too long.
Right.
I don't know. It just makes no sense to me, I guess. But I guess I'm not the super logical scientist.
Right.
So
I think that's it. Ray, what did you think? You sound like you're with us. Like, not with us, but like you probably liked the episode, but didn't love the ending as much as other people.
Do other people really love it?
I've seen so many reactions that were like, that was a great episode. What a great ending. And I'm like, what? What?
Yeah, I enjoyed the episode, although I wasn't sure if the way everybody was acting prior really would match with what we know now, but I don't care enough to go back and see to see if I was right about how I perceived them in the first episode versus what they're showing us now.
Right.
But I have I agree about the relationship thing. Like it's clearly because they feel like they don't want to put them together, but here, you know, this is the 100th episode here. You get them kissing, you get them talking about love, you get whatever, but in the end, it's the same as always. They're not together. And
right
now we don't even have Booth wanting to be with her, but not wanting to tell her. Now we have him having told her, but now he's going to try to move on. So
right.
Like, it looks like they're just switching places again. Now it's going to be Booth trying to move on and her being more aware of the fact that he loves her and that, you know what I mean, how she right. feels about him and whatever. And I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, I like the show, so it won't bother me status quo because I like the show the way it is. But I just feel like you said, it's a cop-out. Like, they're trying to give us what I want, what we want, but also not change the show right. at all.
Exactly.
It captures exactly what Hart Hansen has said online, that he clearly doesn't believe that he can have his characters together and have it be the same show. So, or maybe it can't. Maybe they can't be together because they work together. I don't know. But they could have used that as a better excuse then.
I think showrunners and show creators need to get over the being the same show. Yep. That shows have to evolve
exactly
over time. That if it actually was the same show now as it was in the first season, it would be completely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That you would be 5 years later and everything would still be exactly the same. I mean, obviously, it's not exactly the same. They've done lots of stuff that, you know, they ended up turning one of the main stars into a killer. And, you know, and they've done lots of stuff that changes, you know, they've gotten characters together and pulled them apart. And there's been lots of change over that has changed what the show is.
Right.
And so that is just such a falsehood that I think that these showrunners and creators have stuck in their head, that I think ultimately trying to follow that, sort of like trying to follow the common wisdom is like, it's false. You know, it's like how that idea became is because certain shows like Moonlighting or stuff like that are the ones that people point to that, you know, the show, they say stuff like, you know, the show was ruined when they got the characters together. No, the show was ruined because of tons of stuff behind the scenes and
right.
and because of all kinds of other stuff that was going on, and then the writers not doing a good job of telling a story with with what they had. You know, that's just, it's like such a falsehood to me that I think you can put characters together, and these right. are creative people. They should be. And it's the other thing is obviously there's shows that are good that have stable couples in a relationship, and there's lots of stuff that goes on that they almost are broken apart, but they stay together and
right.
and it works. And so why you can't do that with getting a couple together and then going on from there, continue to tell the stories that you're telling, but now tell them within how it would be relationship-wise. I think you still have to wait a little bit because there's still, this is the 100th episode and there's still more to this season to see where this actually plays out. But it just seemed like such a a stab, you know, right, to the gut. That,
well, I mean, my argument is, look at Grey's Anatomy. I may not agree with how a lot of the show happens and what happens in the storylines, but Shonda Rhimes at the beginning of the season said Meredith and Derek will be together. And Meredith and Derek are together, and they have storylines with other characters, and they have their little arguments as fake husband and fake wife, and it's working, and nobody has a problem with them being together. Nobody says, oh, the show's changed because they're together.
The only tweak to the way you tell the story is now it's the reaction between two people that are together instead of a reaction from two people that are not together but want to be together.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Or
anyway, we could go on about this forever, but we're not going to solve it. We're not going to change anybody's mind, but we should, because seriously.
Yeah, well, here's hoping that they actually, over the course of the rest of this season, that maybe you see some sort of a change in it.
Hopefully. All right, guys. That's it for primetime. I'm yawning. Because I didn't watch a lot of TV this week.
You're yawning because you didn't want to watch a lot of TV this week?
No, I'm yawning for other reasons.
Why didn't you, Amory? Did you just want to wait for your new TV?
Well, partially. I mean, I had to move all my furniture out of my house. Not out of my house, but into my other bedroom so that I could get new carpet. So, like, the TV was... I didn't have my couches, so I didn't watch anything in there. And then everything was in my room, so I could barely see my room TV. So it was like, okay, really? And then I went, like, there was not much... Like, the nights that I could sit and watch TV when I went to other people's houses, just didn't have a chance. So anyway, that's that. That's my story.
Very nice.
All right. On that happy note.
Well, it's a happy note that you now have the TV and everything set back up so that you can watch.
Check out my Twit pics, guys, because I put pictures up and it's beautiful.
And so people next week should be expecting that you watch just ungodly amounts of TV.
That's the plan. That's the plan, friends. Anyway. All right. It's been real.
And it's been short.
Yes, it has.
A nice short and sweet episode.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure it's been that short.
Have a good evening.
Wait.
Oh, no, I was saying
goodbye. If you want to leave feedback, if you want to leave us a comment, blah, 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 you can do so on our website at tvtimes3.com.
A little something more specific than blah, 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 but you understand.
Spell it all out.
At this point, people know what I mean.
You wanna go
or you can talk to us on Twitter.
You better.
Or Amory singing. You can talk to us on Twitter. At twitter.com, TV Times 3.
I'm singing Sister Act 2.
I'm sorry, is that why I should actually pay attention to you? I don't know.
Absolutely. You wanna be so high.
Is that how you've been trying to fill the void and waiting for Glee? Is by watching Sister Act 2?
And what? Yes, because genius. Sister Act 2. Love it. Love it. Anyway.
Anyway, our music today wasn't...
Through.
What?
You're still trying to get through the our music today. It's provided by.
I am trying to get through that. It's not going so well.
No,
when our
not.
Music wasn't provided by Amory, it was provided by iodapronet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. On that note.
You got to go.
Have a good evening.
You as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's evening
Goodbye.
For you guys. Afternoon for me.
Bye.
Whatever. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
65?
Yes. Oh, my God.
You can tell I'm doing something else because it's, like, never sinking in after you say it. I knew you said it already. I was like, oh, wait, was it 66 or 65?
That's...
Streakers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
You're going to have to say that again. You cut out and it, right in the middle of it. It says, it's TV Party. Spankers. That's it.
Even Skype is conspiring against me so that I cannot get through the
They
music.
Are. They are.
That, it's that fourth person on the...
Oh, Lord. Okay,
that's on the
song
podcast
is TV
messing
Party.
With us.